If you're interested in listening ad-free, go to patreon.com/drnosleep. There you can enjoy my ad-free podcast and never have to listen to ads again. That's patreon.com/drnosleep. Now time for the story.
Dr. No Sleep.
My name is Oliver Gleason. It was another sleepless night I'd come to know all too well. I'd shut my eyes only to be assaulted by a million thoughts that shoved their way through the darkness, preventing any form of meaningful rest. My mind was plagued with thoughts of my dysfunctional relationship and my likely future unemployment. Regardless of the case, sleep would not come, and I needed a distraction, anything to keep my mind preoccupied until sleep would finally grip me. I started up my computer, opened the Tor browser, and started searching through the endless sea of .onion sites that usually brought me little more than mild entertainment, or at best, curiosity. During the almost unfathomable amount of hours I'd spend browsing the dark web, nothing of worth had been found, and I doubted my current session would bring anything more than wasted time. But at that point, it didn't matter. I just needed to distract myself. As always, I started my session by browsing drug-dealing websites. I wasn't aiming to purchase anything. I just found it amusing to read the ridiculous reviews posted by hopeless junkies and disappointed customers. I was mildly ashamed of myself for finding amusement in their misery, but a glance at other people's misery kept me from thinking about my own. Once the initial amusement had worn out, I left the darker areas to join a chat room I hadn't seen before. Like most places forgotten by time itself, the place held a design that brought back memories from the early 2000s. In a way, I appreciated the nostalgia, a flash of simpler times long since gone. In the top left corner, it showed the number of active users, no more than two. Me and a stranger possibly struggling with similar sleep issues. I thought it odd that the two of us should meet so far in the depths of the internet, but ultimately, it didn't matter. I moved my cursor to close the website, but just a second before I could click the little X, a message popped up. "Hello?" was all it read. "Hi," I typed back with mild intrigue. "Don't click away from this site, please," the stranger typed. "Why not?" I asked. All the while, my mouse hovered over the X, ready to abandon my coincidental chat partner. "I just need a minute of your time. Please, it's a matter of life or death." I let out a sarcastic chuckle at the absurdity of his statement. But at the same time, I could feel the hairs rise on my arm. My body suddenly felt cold, as if I'd stripped naked and exposed to the harsh environment around me. For unfathomable reasons, my body was starting to panic. "I'm just gonna go," I typed nervously. "Don't do this, Oliver." I froze in place with my eyes glued to the all-too-bright computer screen. The stranger had just typed in my actual name. How he'd gotten it was a question that remained to be answered. Whether he had hacked my computer, or was an acquaintance playing a prank on me. The first seemed unlikely, as I didn't have any personal information attached to my computer. But even then, I was using a virtual system. "How do you know that name?" I asked. "If you just stay there and listen to what I have to say, I'll tell you everything." By then, I could feel pearls of sweat form on my back, trickling down and fusing my t-shirt to my skin. I shouldn't have felt that nervous just because of some random troll, but something about the situation just awoke an undeniable feeling of dread within me. "I'm here," I said. "Your name is Oliver Gleason. You are 24 years old. You were an underachiever at school, but you always falsely considered yourself to be above average intelligence. You thought that if you just put your mind to something, you'd be able to do it. Unfortunately, procrastination got the better of you, and now you're left with little more than a failing relationship you didn't even want in the first place. Your girlfriend, Jennifer, is already looking for a way out. She hooked up with some guy last time she went out. Though she feels guilty, it has made her realize there's just no love between you anymore." The wall of text had appeared in under a minute, filled with personal details and emotions I'd never spoken about to anyone. As undeniably true as it all was, it wasn't about to end there. When you close your eyes, you can't imagine pictures. You've wondered for a long time if that is normal, but haven't dared to ask. It's called aphantasia, since you weren't able to research it successfully. And last, you constantly worry about death, not because of your belief in the afterlife, but because you're worried your impact on this world has been close to nothing. Good news is, that last part might be avoidable. I just sat there, unable to muster up a meaningful response beyond "what the f***", which I couldn't even bring myself to type in. Oliver, I know you're still there. How? How in the f*** can you know all these things? Who are you? What do you want from me? I asked in a hail of questions. You're not ready yet. I know exactly how this goes, and if I tell you too early, it'll screw everything up. Not ready for what? I kept asking, question after question pouring from my fingertips without thought. I couldn't even begin to theorize as to how he knew that much about me. I'm going to send you something, and I need you to tell me exactly what you see. Is that understood? I hesitated, my fingers hovering over the keyboard as my mind raced. Whatever the stranger had to tell me, I wasn't sure if I really wanted to know. During our short conversation, the dread had only grown inside me, accompanied by a feeling of impending doom. Just do it then, I finally responded after what felt like an eternity. No sooner had I accepted before a picture popped up in the chat box. I clicked to enlarge, revealing an all-too-familiar cityscape before me. Do you know where that is? The stranger asked. Yes, I used to live there. I didn't even have to think twice. The apocalyptic scene displayed before me had once been the view from my childhood apartment. What do you see? They asked. All I could comprehend before me was the utter destruction. The houses were mostly ruins, and the roads had cracked with deep pits leading into dark abysses below. There were no people left, but bits and pieces of cloth littered the streets as if ripped from the inhabitants' bodies. The sky itself was overcast, but despite how familiar everything seemed, there were a few new buildings also taking part in the ruins. Houses I hadn't seen during my last visit a few months earlier. What happened here? I asked as I searched up any breaking news relating to the destruction of an entire city, but there was nothing to be found. No one really knows, but look beyond the destruction. What do you see? The buildings. I know most of them, but there are a few new ones, and a part of the park is missing, I said as an idea started forming in the back of my mind. Do you know why? The stranger asked. Then the idea hit me like a brick, a theory so ludicrous it couldn't possibly be true. Yet I felt it as a fact with absolute certainty. The picture is from the future, I said. That's right. How is that possible? How did you find this? I asked. That doesn't matter, Oliver. What matters is how we stop this from ever happening. But there was a question I needed answered. I'd been taking what the stranger had said as truth, but I didn't even know his name. Who the hell are you? The stranger paused, something that took in stark contrast to his usual behavior. A long bout of silence followed, allowing millions of thoughts to speed through my panicked mind. My name is Oliver Gleason. For whatever reason, his bizarre statement didn't strike a single moment of doubt within me. In a way, it made perfect sense considering he knew everything about me. If I had truly contacted myself from the future, why all the mystery? Why didn't you lead with that statement? I asked. Would you have believed it without the rest of this conversation? He asked back. I suppose not. So what's going to happen to us? How can we stop it? There's going to be an event in the first half of 2021 known as the Fracture, he started. No one really knows where or how it started, just that it tore a hole in the fabric of time itself. Billions of people are going to die instantly, and the rest will be trapped in small pockets surrounded by utter destruction. There they will wait until the Fracture spreads and kills them. That is if they don't starve to death first. We've been here for 2 years now, trying to contact people in the past through the Rift. But only now did I manage to find a working link, which just happened to be the website we're currently chatting through. I wanted to respond, but what could I possibly say? You need to warn people. Make sure this future never happens. How? You just need... The sentence just ended abruptly there, as if he'd fallen onto his keyboard and accidentally hit send. I tried to regain contact, but no matter how many messages I sent, none reached him. I knew then and there that I had died. I've been left with this terrible knowledge of knowing the world is going to end, without information on how to stop it. I'm sorry. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Spotify, don't forget to hit that follow button to get notified every time a new episode is released. Also, please take a second to leave a rating for the podcast. This is so important to help the podcast grow. Thank you. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to give you all a quick heads up regarding some upcoming political ads you may start hearing leading up to this year's presidential election. These ads do not represent my own political viewpoint. So if you hear a political ad play on the podcast and it's not in my own voice, then it has absolutely nothing to do with me personally as a podcaster. Thank you again for being a dedicated listener of mine, and I can't wait to have another amazing year with you guys. I'll see you in the next episode.